This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You want to know why the social engineers at Facebook are saying that Diamond and Silk are unsafe to the community? Well, we're going to play this video right now because, you see, they think for themselves. They're independent thinkers. And you might listen to them and start to think for yourself, too. Here's a perfect example of why Diamond and Silk are deemed unsafe to the Facebook community.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Okay, so it's a day after the debate,
yeah.
And y'all know I am mad as hell.
Oh,
okay,
no.
And I would be pissed off.
Okay.
But see, somebody done already tried to come
this
for
is after the
I got to come for them.
All right.
Presidential debate where Megyn Kelly was hosting.
Last night on the debate, Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly asked Trump to respond to the comments he made about women on Twitter.
Okay.
And on his former NBC reality show, The Apprentice.
Right, right.
And this is what she said. When it comes to women, you call them fat pigs, dogs, and slobs, Kelly said.
Mm-hmm.
And then only Rosie O'Donnell Trump interrupted.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the audience started
classic
cheering.
Yeah. Classic
for
Trump.
For the record, it was well beyond Rosie O'Donnell, Kelly reported before finishing her question. Here's the damn deal, Megyn Kelly, whatever your name is. Rosie O'Donnell started that whole foolishness.
Yeah.
She was on The View, and she the one spoke out against Donald, and Donald had to come back on her.
Yes.
So I don't know why you gonna make this here a part of your forum last night.
Yes.
You know, perhaps you don't need to be hosting debate.
Perhaps.
Oh, and she won't anymore, will she?
Kelly and make her go back to report news at the local news.
Oh.
Try Sesame Street.
Okay.
Maybe you should go back and report news for Sesame Street and debate with them.
Okay.
You don't need to host
one step away.
Debate. No.
You don't come for Donald like that.
No.
He ain't done nothing to you. You're a long way to breaking up his past.
Yeah.
He don't do nothing to nobody unless you try to do something to him.
That's how he
Once you do something to him,
yes.
he go ahead on to do something to you.
Yeah.
So listen, let me get this straight.
Get it straight.
You low blow. You hit below the belt.
No.
You hit below the belt, girl. But blow on this.
Blow.
Leave my man Donald Trump the hell alone.
Leave him alone.
If you got something to say, you got something you want to tell him, run it by us first.
That's right.
Run it by me first.
That's
I'll let you know whether you have permission to come for him.
Yes.
Don't come for him unless he invites your ass.
Yes.
Okay? That's all I got to
That's
say.
All
and you can't, do this here.
Yes.
And see, I was all okay.
Yeah.
Prepared to talk about candidate.
Yeah.
But this bitch right here, thank you for censoring me, pissed me off.
Oh, shit.
Trying to come for Donald last night.
Yeah.
And now they trying to make it look like he lost the debate.
Uh-huh.
He the only one up there that has
Oh, yeah. Himself. Remember that narrative? They always said Trump lost the debate, even though he dominated every time.
President, whether you like it, Megyn Kelly, or Kelly Megyn, whatever your name is or not.
Kelly Megyn, I kind of like that.
Get used to it, girl.
Get
used to it. Because you know what?
Right.
I think they call her show either Megyn File or Kelly File, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's time for her to file out.
And she has filed out.
Report the news for Sesame Street.
Yeah.
I would love to see you sitting up there with Carmen and Miss
Bye, Megyn Kelly.
Okay.
Bye.
You know what, Kelly?
Yes.
They already say you look like a tabloid Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Tabloid Barbie doll.
Diamond and Silk tomorrow's news today.
I
was just going to say that. Where's Megyn Kelly after this video? Gone.
Destroy Donald Trump.
All right.
Who is it?
Who is
it? We got to get on top of who it is.
Yeah.
That's he, she,
so, okay, so listen.
Yeah.
To make.
This is so perfect. Look at this. This is where we're at. This is why Facebook has to take Diamond and Silk down. This is why YouTube censors and throttles Diamond and Silk's content. Because here's Megyn Kelly, right? Here, guys, go look at me. Here's Megyn Kelly. Actually, give me a doc cam. Can you give me a doc cam on this? I want to illustrate what's going on here. This is why Facebook has to censor them. We've reached a cross paths. Imagine a line graph. Megyn Kelly's career on the rise. Here it goes, taking off, okay? And then here's Diamond and Silk's career, okay, taking off. All right, now they have surpassed Megyn Kelly, and she's trending down. So Facebook has to stop this. They got to stop Diamond and Silk from blasting into the stratosphere, and they got to hope somehow they can get Megyn Kelly, controlled fake news media, back to the top. Well, we're not standing for it anymore. That's why Diamond and Silk are bigger than Megyn Kelly now. And Megyn Kelly is a total failure ever since that video. Yeah, we're winning. That's why you have to censor us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So here's where we're at. Trump signals he wants to pull out of Syria, not be involved with, you know, whatever's going on there in their country. Then Bolton gets into the Trump administration. And now all of a sudden you have a chemical weapons attack, a false flag, in Syria that they blame on Assad so that they can have an excuse for going in there and forcing a regime change. And then Trump calls Assad an animal and says we're going to respond in 24 or 48 hours. And now reports are surfacing of this perhaps already happening with U.S. ships and jets arriving off the coast of Syria. Great. And so then Russia says it's a false flag. These events could lead to the greatest war of mankind. And we're just sitting here thinking, what is going on? Is Trump being fooled by this? I mean, does he actually believe the intelligence that he's receiving? Or is he going along with it? Because I got the story right here from earlier today from the Associated Press. To hell with it, Trump increasingly weary of staff advice. So here's Trump basically saying, okay, and this isn't the first time. They used to report this like, oh my gosh, Trump horrible. He's not listening to the people who are telling him what to think and say. He's like, I don't need to hear the same thing 8 times a day. And he's basically saying the same thing again, except now he's even more critical of the advice he's getting. Well, Trump, let me tell you something. Who's ever giving you advice to get involved in Syria and a regime change there, you need to be very, very weary of that. So those are the topics we're discussing here on the Alex Jones Show today, as well as the fate of Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg with those testimonies coming up. And then, of course, you've got Twitter CEO basically going with the Democrat narrative, calling for civil war in America. But let's go out to the phone lines again. Let's go to Kai in Oregon. Go ahead, Kai. Hey, Kai, you want to try that again?
Okay. Can you hear me all right?
Okay, there you go. Go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, so I just wanted to talk about how the rebels in Syria who purportedly didn't commit this chemical attack actually stand to benefit from being attacked by this being victims of this chemical attack.
Well, yeah, okay, so just pause right there for a second, because let's give a little context here. You've got U.S.-backed rebels destabilizing Syria, starting wars, and so then, let's say that in response to that, the Syrian government or the Syrian army decides we're gonna respond, we're gonna do something about these people that are destabilizing our country, then they're the bad guy. So it's like, no. We're just allowed to start wars in your country, send in weapons, and fund these rebels. And then if you respond, you're the bad guy. We're coming in to take you out. It's like, but yes, they stand to benefit because then they get sent back in and they get more money from the United States government. But of course, Russia's saying the chemical weapons attack didn't even happen.
That's interesting. Well, I also just wanted to mention that reportedly Assad's military had the rebels surrounded at the point at which Assad committed the chemical attack, reportedly committed the chemical attack against his own people, which wouldn't make any sense considering that if he had the rebels surrounded, he would have stood to be...
Yeah, well, you know, you notice how they don't really give any reason or motive. They just say Assad chemically attacks his own people. Well, wait a second. What happened to, like, a basic line of critical thinking? Okay, why? Does Assad just hate his own people? Does Assad just, is he just some crazy warmonger? Why is Assad gassing his own people, like they say? And so they don't even ask. They don't even say, why would Assad gas his own people? Is he some evil dictator? Does he just hate everybody? So they don't even ask. They just say, oh, yes, bomb him. Take him out. Yep. Intelligence community says so. Fox News says, CNN says, MSNBC says. So I'm going along with it. I'm not asking why. I'm not asking how. I'm not asking for any motives. I'm saying, yes, I agree, because I am a robot. I am a brainwashed, programmable human droid, android, that just goes along with what I see on television. You tell me Assad gassed his own people, I say yes. I don't say why. I don't say how. I don't ask for any motive. I just go along with it because I love war. Yeah, I want more war, Kai. You think I'll get another war?
Political power. They need their hit. They're basically, those neocons are basically just junkies looking for their next.
And Russia's done with it. And that's what people in this country don't understand. They're too stupid. And they even, think about how dumb they are. They even build Russia up as the boogeyman. They even try to make Russia our enemy. Then you're actually in a situation of a potential larger war with Russia, and they just don't even say anything. They're just like, oh, we'll just roll into Syria and kick Assad out. No problem there. And Russia's like, no, big problem there, actually. Actually, huge problem. Huge problem. War that could end mankind type of problem. Oh, but Syria chemically attacked his own people just because, just for the hell of it, just because he wanted to.
Yeah, that's actually an interesting point you bring up, that the media is completely ignoring the repercussions of the regime change in Syria.
Yeah, Russia hacks our elections. Russia's the big enemy. But we want to have a regime change in Syria, Russia's ally, and then nobody talks about Russia.
Yeah, exactly. It's completely backwards. And it just doesn't make any sense at all.
Exactly.
On to a chemical attack that happened halfway around the world is absolutely ridiculous when it's going to take more than a year for us to get any details on the shooting that happened in Las Vegas, which only killed like 27 people. And
exactly.
Was localized and only was committed with a gun.
And that's how you know. There's always an agenda, and the agenda always wins. The agenda in the Vegas massacre was to hide the truth. The agenda in Syria is to remove Assad from power. Facts, evidence, common sense don't matter. They just don't matter anymore. But they do matter. And that's why we're here. And that's why we've said enough. You know what? You want to go around and have some George Soros leftist-funded march, okay, against school shootings and say, enough, enough, enough. How about enough of foreign wars? How about that? You got any problem with us sending masses of weapons into the Middle East? You say you don't want guns here, but we just send them all over the planet, you have no problem. And that's cool. Enough gun attacks, enough knife attacks in London. It's enough. Think about the children. False flags in Syria, send weapons to rebels over there. Yeah, well, that's fine. Good, actually, good. We're the good guys. And I'll tell you something else. Thank you for the call, Kai. You know what? Whatever happened in Syria or whatever happens in Syria, here's what I'm saying. It's none of my damn business. Okay? So how about we get the hell out of that hellhole? Why don't we get our troops out of that hellhole and bring them home and put them on the border where there's a real national security threat? But that's not the agenda. So you don't get that. And that's why we voted for Trump, because we thought that would become the agenda. We thought America first would be the agenda. Now who's first? Who benefits from removing Assad from power? Not America. That kills us. That sends us into another war. That makes Russia our enemy. And where's the news? Nowhere to be found. Huge cyber threat problem. Big cybersecurity threat. Russia. It's like this huge story. Think about it. Nothing has changed as far as a quote-unquote cybersecurity threat from Russia in 10 years, except the media coverage and except the president. Why is that? Because there's an agenda. You see, all you have to do is look at things with common sense, logic, and reality, compare two things, and say, how come things have changed? Because it's all about an agenda. The agenda isn't to protect America's border. The agenda is to remove Assad from power. That's not my agenda.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Because he's so hard to see. That's basically the deep state. You better be looking out because they're hard to see. And that's how deep it runs. And ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones is heading right into the swamp. He's actually in D.C. now getting ready for the big event tomorrow. Alex will be addressing the media regarding the attacks on the First Amendment, the lawsuits against us, at the National Press Club tomorrow in D.C. That is at 8 a.m. Central Time at Infowars.com/show. And this is going to be addressing all the attacks on us, all the attacks on the First Amendment. There'll be other guest speakers there as well. Space is limited. If you're trying to get there, RSVP to press@Infowars.com. And a very busy week for us, because not only do we have that extended coverage and special event, then on Thursday, right through Friday, we're having another live 34-hour broadcast special. That is the Stop the Collapse of America live 34-hour broadcast special from Thursday to Friday. And, of course, when we do these things, we just go live all the way through the night, live coverage. We take a lot of calls, we cover all the news, and you come through and always support us. And when we do stuff like this, it's very expensive, all the bandwidth, all the crew that we bring in. And so you support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got good specials running at InfoWarsStore.com. You've still got $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. And when you order that, you'll get free shipping because there's a free shipping right now for $50 or more orders. So that's one of the specials. You've got 25% off Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2, 25% Bodies that's back in stock, 25% off Alpha Power that's back in stock as well. So take advantage of all that before it is gone. Also take advantage of the $100 off the InfoWars Life Select 4-week emergency food supply. $100 off that plus free shipping when you order that. Again, because items over $50, you'll get free shipping. So you're saving a lot of money there with the shipping cost. This is all at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you keep us independent. That's how we're able to do special projects like send Alex on the road to the swamp to do a press conference, and then on Thursday do a 34-hour live broadcast spectacular. It's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to John in Kansas City. Again, the main topic is, what do you think is going on in Syria, and what do you think Trump's response will be? Go ahead, John.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Right on. Cool. Hey, I'm afraid they might have demonstrated to Trump that, they being the globalists, that they might have demonstrated they can get to him anytime they want. I mean, you got to look at stuff that's been happening lately. You got Trump Tower catching on fire twice, and I heard his personal aircraft police had a few helicopters crash. And then you got Melania had engine failure on an aircraft, had to make an emergency landing. And you got all these military aircraft falling out of the sky everywhere.
Don't forget about the white powder that was sent to Don Jr.'s family.
No, I forgot about that. There you go. There's another one.
No, this is a good point. This is a great point.
These aircraft falling out of the sky everywhere, and get your air quotes out, training accident, and then you got the Navy ships out there running into one another, and all this stuff is happening, and I'm afraid that if he crosses them too bad, he had to sign that omnibus bill so he could get the military on his side. Maybe he doesn't have the military. Maybe when the SHTF, maybe those airplanes will all get hacked and quit working.
You did a great job, John, calling in and just laying everything out for us to see on the wall, because so many times it gets lost in translation, a lot of the stuff you just reported. And you just have, again, you have to scratch your head and wonder, because nothing really makes sense of this. You can't really make sense of any of it. And this is my thing. I mean, look, if Trump's family is being threatened, which of course they're being threatened. I mean, of course Trump's family is being threatened. But if it's reached a point now where he's feeling essentially held hostage or handicapped as a president because of these threats, well, then I say come out and talk about it. I mean, you know, if this is really going on, this is like national security issue number one. Oh, yeah, the president's family is being threatened if he doesn't start World War III. You know?
It's like to me. Now, I know Trump's not stupid. He was interviewed right after 9/11 before the smoke cleared out there saying that that there had to have been explosives in there.
Yeah, he talked about it being Trump a demolition. He's totally a 9/11. He questions the whole thing. He questions vaccines. But again, where is that guy? Where is that guy? Where is the president who said he's giving power back to us and taking it away from D.C., where now D.C. is starting wars in foreign countries again?
Well, if he does pull the trigger on this stuff, he's going to have to get his family to safety, for starters. And there's, you know, no telling what's going to happen.
I guess, you know, if you can't even trust the Secret Service, too, then what are you going to do?
He's not using them. And can I make a quick comment about Sessions?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm afraid he's liable to not do very much because I don't think he wants his airplane to blow up.
He hasn't done anything really much of all anyway.
Well, he don't want his airplane to blow up.
So John is pretty much, thanks for the call, John, in Kansas City. John is pretty much under the impression now, or at least, you know, considering the potential that, yeah, these guys are being threatened and blackmailed and pretty much held hostage, so they can't even implement their policy, to which I say, then get out. Then just get out. Then if you're not going to do your job, get out, leave, resign, quit. But I guess that's not an option either, because you need the controlled people in there so that they don't do whatever it is they might do. Let's go to Marcos quickly in Fort Worth, Texas, before we break. Go ahead, Marcos.
I just want to say that the last caller beat me to the punch about the whole threatening thing. I figured Trump knows exactly what's going on, but he's been being threatened, and he's probably trying to maybe go in there acting like he's about to do something about the chemical weapons, but really go root out the problem with Putin in a effort to, you know what I'm saying, stabilize the situation and figure out what's really going on. That's me being optimistic. However, if he goes in there and starts World War III, I'm off the Trump train as well.
Yeah, it seems to be that that's most of the case. Of course, you've got the blind sheep that'll get behind any politician. Oh, yeah, Trump, Syria bad, Trump good. As soon as he, you know, talks about nuking them or whatever. But, you know, I agree. I don't think Trump is dumb. I think Trump knows exactly what's going on. So that's when the question becomes why, and some people are saying, well, they think that perhaps he's being threatened or blackmailed or what have you. Others are saying the deep state's in charge now. Trump's now answering to the deep state. I don't know. Either way you slice it, it's not good. And the brawler that we put in there is not showing himself right now. Maybe there's some underlying plan with Putin to actually do something about this, but I just don't see enough evidence to report that.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Developing story. Mark Zuckerberg has arrived in D.C. getting ready for his testimonies in front of Senate committees when it comes to the data mining and selling of information that Facebook engaged him. Here is the B-roll if you're a television viewer at InfoWars.com/show or one of our affiliates. Here he is arriving in D.C. Now, what do you notice about this? The liberal, anti-gun platform of Facebook's leader, Mark Zuckerberg, arrives in D.C. with what? A full team of armed guards.
So Zuckerberg says you don't need a gun for protection. A gun is dangerous. But I need a full team of armed guards when I arrive in D.C. Because I'm Mark Zuckerberg, and I am obviously much more important than you, the common citizen. Because this isn't America, where every citizen is equal in the Republic. No, this is America where Mark Zuckerberg is royalty. He's the king. Facebook says you don't need a gun, but we need a gun because, see, we're the king. Kiss my ring, and we'll protect you from the bad guys with the gun, even though they have no interest in that. They only have interest in protecting their own interest and themselves. And so Zuckerberg uses his platform, Facebook, to go along with the Democrat Party plan admitted by Eric Holder and others to brainwash Americans into not liking guns, disliking guns, rejecting the tradition and culture of guns in America, brainwash you into giving away your Second Amendment right, brainwashing you into going from a king to a peasant. That's what this is about. The king gets the gun. The peasant gets the boot to the face. And Zuckerberg goes along with that with the Democrat Party, but then arrives in D.C. with a full team of armed guards. So that's hypocrisy at its finest. Then, of course, at InfoWars.com, Kit Daniels has the story. Flashback, Facebook pursues total information awareness of world population, which, of course, is what DARPA's surveillance plan was. And now you understand why Facebook must be saved and Zuckerberg must take the fall. Because if Facebook falls with Zuckerberg, then the censorship media control plan with the total intelligence gathering of the digital grid on the world's population, then that fails. And they cannot let that fail. Zuckerberg, we can let him fail. He's a prop. He's a puppet. He made $30 billion. No, he didn't. And so now Zuckerberg says, I'm sorry, it was my mistake. Because Zuckerberg is going to hop ship and take his fake wealth to the next island and just disappear. Because Facebook has to survive. Zuckerberg is expendable. He was a puppet. He was an implant from the beginning. So move along, Zuckerberg. Move along. Facebook has to stay. Facebook's bigger than the government. Facebook is the social engineering platform. Facebook is being used to censor free speech. Facebook is being used to demonize the Second Amendment and gun supporters and activists and enthusiasts. We need Facebook to continue our agenda. We don't need Zuckerberg. In fact, Facebook will look better if we kick Zuckerberg to the curb. How does it feel, Zuckerberg? How does it feel? So you'll take the fall. Zuckerberg will fall on the sword, and Facebook will live on. In the meantime, we are going to use Facebook to go through with the Democrat Party platform and their brainwashing propaganda to get people to hate guns, hate gun supporters, admitted by Eric Holder and others. You saw the look in Dianne Feinstein's face, literally channels the Wicked Witch of the West and like cackles and is like, we're going to get those guns. And then they just fly around the country with armed security. That's how the average Democrat operates. You, the citizen, you're a punk. You're a peasant. You don't get a gun. What do you think you are? You're a peon. You're a cretin. You can't have a gun. That's for the royalty. Like Zuckerberg and Feinstein and Pelosi. They get a tiend of armed security. They're royalty. You, the American citizen, are a peasant and a punk. And probably a racist Nazi, too, while we're at it. So you don't get a gun. You're a danger. And this is the Democrat Party platform of propaganda. And they don't hide it. They tell you. There's, yeah, look at her. I mean, there, I mean, well.
You know, it's amazing. The more I live through this, and the more you see stuff like that, where Dianne Feinstein, I mean, folks, you've never seen a more wicked looking woman. And it's, I mean, look at that. I mean, this is about taking the guns. Look at how thrilled she is. Oh my gosh, she can't even believe it. Oh my God, my dream's coming true of the royalty taking the weapons from the American peasants. The Democrat propaganda finally worked after my 40 years in Congress. I'm Dianne Feinstein. And we're finally going to take the guns.
We're going to get your guns, you little pretties. And your silencers, too.
Oh, yeah. And don't worry. When the Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey supports the other Democrat propaganda to start a civil war in this country... Oh, don't worry. So they want, listen to the average liberal. They support the Democrat plan to brainwash America into thinking differently about guns. They go along with it. They turn in the guns. They're anti-gun. Then they want to start a civil war in which they'll have no guns with the people that have all the guns, giving all the guns to President Trump, who they think is Hitler, and the cops, who they think are racist and want to kill all black people. So they want to give the guns to Hitler, give the guns to the racist police, and then tell you, well, this is to protect us. There is no logic. But the average liberal is so stupid now that they look at Zuckerberg, they look at Feinstein, who walk around with armed security, guns everywhere, protecting them, and then say, you can't have a gun, but they support that. And so Zuckerberg arrives in D.C. There he is. Full armed security team. Full armed security detail. Think about this. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It just hit me. Why do you think Mark Zuckerberg needs an armed security team? Do you think that's because the average citizen has any will of violence against Zuckerberg? Do you think the average American is going to be trying to plot to do something to Zuckerberg? No. No, they're not. In fact, Zuckerberg used to just run around with people in his T-shirt and short shorts. Just go running miles. It was like a thing he did. It was a social thing. Yeah, he had security, but it wasn't like it. There's no threat. But Zuckerberg is about to testify about his actions as the CEO of Facebook. Oh, think about what he knows about the Democrat Party. Who do you think is the real threat to Mark Zuckerberg? Do you think it's American citizen? Or do you think it's the deep state that knows he has information that could bring them down? Think about that. You want to talk about a twist of fate? There's your twist of fate right there. Mark Zuckerberg needs armed security from the very forces that put him where he is because he has the intelligence. And now he's about to go testify. Oh, yeah. People involved with the Clintons that are about to testify or go into a courtroom magically disappear all the time. But I'm sure that's not what could be going on here with Zuckerberg needing protection. No. He's just royalty and you're a peasant. He gets armed security. You get a rock and a slingshot.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Look at this little juicy from CNN. They tweet out their story. David Hogg, one of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School's most visible student activists, will postpone his first year of college to devote time to political causes. First of all, they say, CNN says, one of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School's most visible student activists. That was you! You made him that. You made him most visible. You gave all the attention to Hogg. You made him attention Hogg. You made him camera Hogg. That was you, CNN. Literally. Literally, that was you and the Democrat Party and the FBI. So they create camera Hogg. They create this political pawn, literally a creation from their own hands, and then they say, as if it's some sort of organic thing, oh, David Hogg is just so coherent and so good and has so much organic grassroots support, he just gets all this visibility. And it's like, no, he's a creation of you, CNN. You created David Hogg. You created the camera Hogg. You created the attention Hogg. You, not America, you, the anti-Americans. And then they say, he's going to take a year off of college to work on the midterm elections. He's going to be a political activist. You know what's funny about this? Now, David Hogg might be a different story. He could be, you know, he could end up at CNN. That might be his fate. But all of the other students involved in this for the anti-gun thing that are getting all this attention and thinking that they've made it now, they're big, they're celebrities. I mean, you know what it's like when you're in high school. You know your mind operates differently and can basically you can have beliefs, systems, or understand priorities that are just totally out of whack because you're just simply too young to have the life experience to understand it. And so they get all of this buildup, and they don't understand they're going to be crushed. These people have now peaked in high school. You've now peaked in high school, and you have all these huge expectations for the rest of your lives, and you don't even realize you're going to be nothing. You're going to be exposed as liberal morons. But ride the wave now. Ride that wave, baby, because it's about to cascade hard into a rock wall.
David Hogg will take off. He's just, you know, I mean, Camera Hogg is so selfless that he's going to skip college to work in a political field. Yes, and the media with CNN. He's basically a saint. He's skipping college to do the right thing. And he was just an organic grassroots creation, even though CNN totally made him. And it's like, really? Oh, yeah, he must be really struggling. Oh, boy, he's not going to college. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Oh, an 18-year-old doesn't want to go to school. Oh, he's a saint. Most kids that age are just begging. Oh, send me to more school, please. Oh, my gosh. He's going to end up at CNN right where the plan was from the get-go. But this is, I'm getting distracted now. The big stories, Zuckerberg arrives in D.C., getting ready for his testimony, Facebook, anti-gun platform. Zuckerberg has full-arm security when he arrives in D.C. President Trump gets elected, says we're going to return the power to you, the people, and take it away from D.C., and then D.C. wants to start a war in Syria and have a regime change, and then they get what they want. At least that's what it looks like at this point. So let me take a couple more calls here before Matt Bracken is going to take over in the fourth hour. Sarah Sanders saying that Trump stands behind his comments made on Syria. More bad news there. But let's go to Jay in Missouri who wants to talk about Syria. Go ahead, Jay.
Yes. I think your caller from Kansas City did a good job outlining the blackmail angle. And I'm sitting here wondering, is Trump compromised? And if so, to what degree? And I actually caught Jack Posobiec's Periscope today, and he was saying that he didn't feel like Trump was the one who wrote those tweets about Syria 22 hours ago. And so I'm wondering, you know.
All right, let me go down that train of thought. Let me go down that train of thought. First of all, I haven't talked to Jack about this. I don't agree with Jack. I don't see this. And even if that's true, it's not an excuse. Especially now that you have the White House echoing his statement, saying he's confident in the statements. So whether that's true or not now becomes irrelevant to me. And let's say that was true, then, okay, well, he should come out and say something, but of course he doesn't want to, because then it'll be White House in chaos. Trump can't even control his own Twitter. But I'm not buying that. This is 100% a Trump tweet to me. I just don't buy it. That's me personally. And as far as, you know, what that means, okay, so you're telling me now that Trump is just totally not in control? I mean, you know, he can't even control his own Twitter now? The one thing that we gave him the leeway on to be out there, we gave him the leeway there because that was the only way that he could control what came out. He could control the narrative. Now he doesn't even have control of that. So he doesn't have control of foreign policy, and he doesn't have control of his own Twitter account. And I'm supposed to shine it and put makeup on that pig? I don't think so, Jay. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. Thank you for the call, though, and thank you for your support of InfoWars. I think I know who you are, and thank you for submitting your videos to me. Let's go to Kevin in Jacksonville. Go ahead, Kevin.
you, man. I just wanted to make two quick points about Facebook. You kind of laid them both out, but I don't think anything's going to happen to Zuckerberg. Number one, because as you pointed out in your incredible piece a couple minutes ago, he is a puppet for the powers that be. And why would they want to take down somebody who knows their most deepest, darkest secrets? So he's got that under their thumb.
Yeah, but do you think he remains? But do you think he remains the CEO?
I think he's become bigger than Facebook. I mean, if you remember
correctly. So it's just like, oh, I'm sorry, and then just wipe your hands of it, and nothing changes.
Like a typical slap on the wrist.
Because I think he could be right, because I said this earlier, too. I think the guy has legal defense. I mean, if they want to try to say, oh, you know, you're gathering all this data, and they'll get him to admit all of it. He'll admit all of it, but he has a legal defense to me because everybody agreed to the terms of service.
Exactly. You pointed out in that piece, some of these terms of services are 50, 60, and 70 pages long. Like you said, nobody reads it. They, for convenience, they just hit accept. So I don't think anything is going to happen. And number two, he's got to stay on there because he's the figurehead of what you pointed out, that Facebook is the world's biggest spreader of propaganda. That's the only way that CNN and MSNBC and all these dinosaur dying lying medias can get their propaganda out, because as most people know, most people do independent streaming. I don't know anybody who really has cable anymore. Everything's internet based.
Right, right. And then they need to have control over Facebook so that they can censor us, censor conservatives, and then inflate the propaganda of CNN and the MSNBCs and others.
Exactly. Look at Facebook's biggest donors. It's pharmaceutical companies. It's junk food companies. You know, Alex Jones had Mike Adams on a fantastic segment a couple ways ago, and he said if you eat garbage, your brain's going to turn into it. They're programming these kids to not think for themselves, to do the basic tribalism, identify with your next closest friend, don't be a free thinker. It's the same reason in schools. What's the first thing they cut out? Art and music. What's the easiest way to express yourself? Art and music.
Yeah. PE, where you need the physical activity of running around so that you're not sitting in a classroom for 7 hours a day.
Exactly. There's been studies showing that since they've cut out PE, the ADHD has gone up, because how are you going to tell a child with all this energy to sit still and don't say a word for 8, 9
hours? Yeah, get in line and shut up.
Exactly.
And I agree with you. Good call, Kevin, from Florida. But something's going to happen with this Facebook Zuckerberg deal. I mean, something's going to happen. I don't know what it is. I'm not saying Zuckerberg may be on the outs. Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. But something is going to happen. There has to be some sort of legal precedent that comes out of this, whether it's terms of service stuff, whether it's data mining and sharing of information stuff, whether it's... Honestly, Zuckerberg's genuine, like, look, okay, you know, maybe we were doing this wrong, but I was trying to make money here, and he just outs the whole deal. I don't know what it is, but something has to come of this. This can't just be a nothing burger. And if it is, then once again, you look at Congress and you just say, wow, you suck. You suck, Congress. And you have sucked for too long. And so we need to do something in 2018, but the Democrats put so much propaganda out there, it might not be possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.